It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville interim head football coach Kyle Poole, ahead of the Bruins in Ponca City tonight from Custer Stadium, Bartlesville's homecoming. Before we get into the ball game this evening, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Muskogee last week. Final score, 71-6. I know we talked earlier this week, but clearly wasn't a ball game that was that lopsided until things got late in the third quarter, early into the fourth. Was a four-touchdown deficit at halftime. Thought that your defense played really well, saw some good things from your run game, so even though it was a loss and ultimately a lopsided one, probably some things you can look at and see some positives from last week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've always said that the film's going to show you a lot more one way or the other, and if you think it's horrible, it's not as bad. If you think it's great, it's probably got some good teaching moments, and we did. The score looked bad. It certainly wasn't a good night for us, but there was a ton of positives. There was probably, you know, 10 or 12 minutes, like I've said, of various things from special teams to our run game to even, like you said, the defensive stands early that we can really build on. We've adapted some things throughout the course of this week, and I think it's going to really benefit us tonight.
You guys gave them the ball, I believe, at the Bartlesville 28 after a poor punt. The first possession ended up not scoring. They tried like a 49-yard field goal and missed it. And then you put your defense in a so-so spot a couple other times. And first couple quarters, I thought the defense held up pretty good, aside from those two turnovers where the offense gave them the football inside the 30.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not a four-touchdown game at the halftime if we don't turn the ball over as much, but we do a really good job. I tell you what, we had a good defensive stop followed by a good punt the second time around, and we end up flipping the field, which is a big plus for us. You know, again, we changed some punt protection. It looked great all night, barring one bad snap. Defense held up early really, really well. So, again, it's just one of those things that we've got to maintain. We've got to have the mental focus to stay in the game longer than that. We can't play 10, 12 minutes a week. We've got to play, you know, that full four quarters. And I think going forward, we worked on it all week, and hopefully our mental focus is a lot better tonight, and we'll see how it goes.
The other big positive, DeAndre Young running the football. I think he had 16 carries, 82 yards, something like that, and he's starting to look more like himself again after missing those first couple games of the year.
Yeah, you know, when you're out like that long, it doesn't help anything with your conditioning, and DeAndre's a bigger back, but he's got a lot of ability and agility. I mean, he's got every tool you'd like to see a guy have, size, speed, and again, the agility. But he was out of shape a little bit. That wear and tear, you know, was on him, and so Lakin had to continue to carry a lot of the load, if you will, at running back, and he did a great job for us. But DeAndre's worked hard, gotten in better shape. Saw him last week, saw Lakin last week. Going to continue to see both of them together. And I think tonight we're looking for a lot more success in the run game. A little bit of revamped schematics offensively that I think will be nice for people to look at. And I think it'll give us a really good chance to be successful.
Now let's talk about Ponca City a little bit. Wildcats 0-4 had a pretty lopsided loss to Booker T. Washington, which is obviously one of the best teams in the state, last week. Don't return a lot of guys, in fact, from a team that went 2-8 a season ago. Three guys on offense, one guy on defense, returning starters for the Wildcats. What do you see from Ponca City?
You know, I mean, that's like I told our kids all week and told them last week and the first time we looked at it. You watch film and you think, all right, here we go. A team that we're going to go beat, but at the same time, you got to wonder what Ponca City's thinking all week because we don't look a whole lot better on film. So I try to get the focus off the opponent. We know schematically our coordinators what we want to do against what they're doing. They make their game plans and practice plans accordingly, but our kids really need to be thinking about what they're doing. That's where our focus is. There's a process daily that's going to build up to a Friday night, and that process is going to be looking inward, looking in the mirror every day and saying, did I get better? Did I do what I was supposed to do, and did I do my job to my best of my ability? And I think we had a wonderful week of practice. I really think the kids are in a good place mentally, physically, and I'm excited to see how we're going to go out tonight and perform.
Homecoming for you all. Weather's going to be beautiful tonight. Should be in the 70s, maybe a light jacket once the sun goes down, but should be just a great night for Bruin football. Hopefully see a lot of blue and white in the stands tonight.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been home in a month, so it's really nice to be here right now. We got four of the last five at home with a bye week in there. So, I mean, a lot of good things coming. And you know, Bartlesville special, this is where I graduated. This is, I guess, 15 years for me since I played in the homecoming game. I was fortunate to do that with the, you know, Dr. Heath Potter, you radio guys know who I'm talking about. So it's a good time to be here. We're excited about this tonight. We love our crowd. They certainly make things a lot more fun for you when you're in front of them. And again, I think we've prepped really well all week, and we're excited to come out tonight and give our fans a good show.
Bartlesville, Ponca City, Bruin homecoming tonight. Interim head football coach Kyle Poole. Coach Poole, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this evening.
All right. Thanks, Evan.